Hand it over to Judd.
Well, I see my charge as thinking about how change is achieved in universities and bringing to bear experience from many years of trying to do such things, including serving 10 years as provost for a president of the university who wanted many changes and wanted them within a week after he had conceived the change. So I have thought about change and moving towards it, how it's accomplished. The first thing I would say is that there are many different types of universities. It was brought up yesterday, the diversity of universities and colleges in the United States is one of our great assets. And I think they differ enough so that the ways in which change is achieved do vary greatly from one type of structure to another. And I think it's no accident that our attendance is heavily from technical universities and from liberal arts colleges, each of which have different routes towards accomplishing change than would be the case for a large comprehensive research university. But my experience is the large comprehensive research university, so that's what I will look at with regard to how a change such as the program that's on the table could be accomplished. And I would see a number of things I've got to deal with if I'm trying to affect the change. One is that it is the faculty who control the curriculum. It's not the administration, it's not one faculty member, it is the faculty collectively who control the curriculum. And the way that happens does differ some from university to university, but it does mean that the faculty together have to get together on something. And then I see other simultaneous needs that there are for getting something like this through. One is that we have to bridge engineers and humanists or social scientists together sufficiently to create a common understanding of what are the goals and objectives. That's not at all simple, considering the very different backgrounds of these two disciplines. I would see the fact that the faculty and all the participating areas must see that participating in this program is not a big deterrent to their career objectives. Faculty will follow the incentives as to what it takes to develop their careers, and that then relates to Brian's point about advancement being so departmentally centered within universities. So the third thing is that there needs to be a way for the graduates of this program to go forward and either in engineering or elsewhere. I think there are plenty of opportunities of this sort, including to finish off engineering. That's not one of my greater worries. There does have to be a supportive home for this degree program, and that needs to be either a department or a college that is sufficiently supportive, or a sufficiently strong interdisciplinary studies program existing within the university. And some have this and some do not. Then I've got to face the fact that the necessary changes take agreement and approval by more than one faculty. And they've got to agree on the same thing. And there also somehow new budget probably has to be generated for a program like this. And then the description has at times contained the other aspect of it being a three-year degree, and if we try to do that, then we're in the controversial vanguard of that movement and have to deal with what goes with it. What worries me here is that all of these things need to occur simultaneously and that each has a probability less than one, and if they occur simultaneously, I have to multiply the probabilities. So I think that's a very difficult chore indeed. That leads me to think about ways of gaining a lot of what we seek, but with fewer simultaneous changes being needed. So if I were trying to put something like this through, I think the first thing I would do is use as role models existing programs at respected universities, and here I would think of Dartmouth, Smith, Harvey Mudd. I wish Harvey Mudd people were here because they have good things going on. Yale, Harvard, all have BA degrees, and they have met various fates within those universities, but they have existed for years and are certainly worthy of study. The second thing I would think about is, rather than creating a degree and a curriculum and a program, would I perhaps be better off emulating medicine and law and creating a set of courses that should be taken in a preparatory major by people in order to enter into engineering, either for a fifth-year bachelor's like Dartmouth or for a professional master's program. If I create a set of pre-med-like requirements, I've got to get engineering only to agree on that collection of what would be required for students to come in. I would be able to try to sell it to engineering faculty on the basis that they're going to expand their sources of good students in their program by specifying this kind of entry path. And I think it would work well. So I would promote the idea of a pre-med-like curriculum, a specified set of courses or types of courses that engineering at an institution would say satisfies entry requirements to a certain engineering degree. Now, that's going to give up the idea of a focused integrated experience, but it is also going to bring in students with a richer set and more diverse set of backgrounds, because after all, for pre-med education, you can major in any of many things and still qualify to go to medical school. The third thing that I would think of doing is to try to use the time at hand here to get engineering incorporated into the general engineering requirements of the university. I think the time is right conceptually for that. I think the large blockage to it is that there are not good engineering courses that serve the purpose. An introductory engineering course that's introductory on the path to the degree in engineering is not necessarily a good enrichment course for a student who's going to take it as an isolated course for general education. And if I look around for where general education type engineering courses have been developed, I find that this happens when engineering is threatened. There was a period of time at Yale, and I've been on advisory committees at Yale for engineering for some years. There was a period of time at Yale where there was no way to justify the size of the engineering program through the engineering enrollment. There were hardly any students. There would be like 4 students a year in all of engineering. So in order to survive, Yale engineers had to develop general education courses. And they did so very well indeed and generated a lot of enrollment out of that. So I would not look just to the threatened engineering school. I would look to, a threatened engineering department. 20 years ago, naval architecture existed at Berkeley and was threatened and eventually was done away with. A department like that might well want to try to save itself by responding to a call for the development of general education courses, and they could probably do it very well indeed. So those are 3 different routes that I think of for moving forward to try to take a step a lot of the way towards the objectives without having to do all of those simultaneous things with the multiplying probabilities. Thanks.